You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.
There's greatness in all of us, and Kimberly Renee is a firm believer that everyone should live in their own truth. As a certified motivational coach and speaker, she uses her platform to propel others towards wholeness, great relationships, and accomplishing their goals. Join Kimberly Renee for Tips of Life, Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, here on LoveRadioNetwork.com.
God is doing something wonderful in me. God is doing something wonderful in me. Something awesome and incredible
that only He will give.
Good evening and welcome to The Bridge. I am your worldwide host, Dr. Charles Dean. I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me tonight. God is doing something wonderful in my life, in your life. God is doing something wonderful. Listen, we want to thank Kiss God Radio, Pastor P, for bringing that wonderful word. The Inverted Triangle. Every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. right here on Love Radio Network. Listen, family, catch it. Catch it on the app. Catch it in LoveRadioNetwork.com. Catch it. Pick it up. Put a seatbelt on. Lock in and take off with the word. Listen, tonight I got a great show for you guys because, you know, over the last month, couple of months, we've been just spotlighting indie artists and mainstream artists and those that want to get their music out there and those that just need, who's got some new releases. And The Bridge between just living and purpose is doing that. And I am so excited to have this platform to be able to just showcase artists that maybe some other areas of social media or because of COVID and they're not able to be on the stages, but people listen to the radio. People are on the internet. People are downloading the app. People are listening to Love Radio Network, and I'm excited about it. I was in the studio when Pastor Paul was speaking, and I was just looking at the audience, the numbers, and I just began to smile because it's been something that it's been a dream of mine for so long. And I've been in radio over 9 years, and like now. And if you didn't hear Pastor Paul last week when he talked about the blessings, this is a blessing. I might not have been in the area where everything is supposed to be going on. I may have been all the way out in the middle of nowhere. But when I dropped my net, God blessed me. God blessed Love Radio Network, and we are growing by leaps and bounds. Listen, family, I want you guys to download the app for Love Radio Network. We are here 24 hours a day giving you some great, great shows, topics, music, the greatest things that you need right now that you might just be struggling with, or maybe you just need some empowerment, or maybe you just need some music to kind of just take you through the day, the morning, to kind of get you started in all that you need to do. So just text Love Radio Network, that's L-U-V Radio Network, to 27126. Love Radio Network, L-U-V Radio Network, to 27126. Listen, family, tonight is Make It or Break It. I already know the answer to this, but I'm going to leave it up to you guys tonight. I want you guys to go to the Love Radio Network Facebook group. Tonight, we have an artist that sent some music out as I was requesting artists to inbox me. She did just that. loveradionetwork@gmail.com. I said I would love the music to be mixed properly. I want it to have some good quality to it. I want it to sound good. And if it makes my cut, then you get to be on Love Radio Network. And she made the cut. Her whole praise team made the cut. And we have her here tonight. Tonight, family, I'm just going to open up the mic right now. And we're just going to grab her in here. She goes by the name of Cardenia, but she told me in the green room that she said, my name is Lady C. That's what they say. So, Lady C, welcome to Love Radio Network. How are you this evening? Lady C? Lady C? Lady C, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Did you hear anything I said before that?
No, I sure did not.
That's okay that you are here tonight, and God is doing a great thing for all of us, and we greatly appreciate you being here tonight. So we have your praise team with us here tonight, and we have some things that we want to talk to you about. So tell us who you are, where you're from, and about your song. Tell us all of that.
Okay, wonderful. Hi, my name is Cardenia Monroe. Stage name is Lady C. I am the lead singer. I'm a songwriter, producer, and I am the manager of my group. And I have five awesome singers and three musicians, and we have a few of them with us on live tonight.
Yes, we're going to open up the line.
Put together this
We're going to open up the lines, and you can talk freely with them, and they can talk freely with you as we go through this. So, everyone, welcome to Love Radio Network. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Now, you guys know you were supposed to do that in unison. So it was supposed to be like, hello, hello, hello. But you didn't do it, but it's okay.
Okay.
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
Hello. Hello. Let's give some names. Who do we have on here?
Esther.
Sherry.
I tell you what, Lady C, why don't you just call out their names and say hello to them? So I heard Esther and I heard Sharon. Who else do we have out there?
Grace. Okay. And Selena, you're on, right?
Yes.
All right. Selena is the drummer girl. Yes.
Drummer girl. Yes. Okay. So check this out, drummer girl, Selena. Because the drummer is always usually in the back. So drummer girl, Selena, I need you to come a little closer to the mic. Don't be in the back tonight. I need you to come on out to the forefront. We're going to hear you. You get your kick and everything in there. We're going to hear you. So just come up just a little bit closer to your phone.
Okay, I'm here.
All right. That's great. All right, Lady C, continue telling everybody about your praise group and how you guys got started.
Okay, and I believe that we have Vashti also with us, right? Yes. Okay. All right. So I wrote a song titled It's Gonna Get Better. So this song is a pandemic song. As we all know, COVID-19 was introduced to the world in March. And what happened was things began to change. People couldn't go to church. You couldn't go to work. You couldn't see your family. So it was not the norm. So what happened was I watched my daughter. She began to ask a lot of questions that I really had no answers for because I didn't know anything about COVID. So what happens, what I do, being a singer, I run to music. So it was the end of April, the beginning of May, I started putting some words together. And when my daughter would ask questions, I would just tell her, it's going to get better. I just had to have some encouraging words to give to her. It's going to get better, brighter day will come. So I picked up the pen and I started writing. And the words that came to my mind was, you can't go to church. You can't pay your bills. You can't see your family, but it's going to get better. A brighter day will come.
Mm.
So I began to pick up the pen and started writing. And I wanted to talk about reality, but in the song I also wanted to encourage the listeners as well as my daughter. And so in May, I wrote the song. In June, we started going to the park and rehearsing because still at that time, churches was not opening. So in June, we was in the park rehearsing. In July, we took the song to the studio. And then in August, we did the live video. And so the end, August 30th was when the song and the video was released. And the song was very powerful. In like seven days, there were about 5,000 viewers. So
wow.
It was
great.
A song that was much needed. That's what I was hearing in the comments. So the group had a great experience too, so they can share it as well, the experience that they had while working on this project.
Outstanding. All right, so this is what we're going to do. Let's take a listen to It's Going to Get Better. Then we'll come back and we'll let the praise team talk a little bit about it. Now, this is what's happening, family. We put it out there on Facebook, Love Radio Network Facebook page. Tonight's going to be a make it or break it. I want you guys to go out and vote. Go to the Love Radio Network Facebook group page. And love it, like it, thumbs up, thumbs down. Just let us know what you think about. It's going to get better right here on Love Radio Network.
I want to encourage you on today that even though we're living in a pandemic, facing many challenges, it's going to get better. A brighter day will come.
It's gonna get better. It's gonna get better. It's gonna get better. It's gonna get better. Can't even go to work.
there you have it, family. It's gonna get better. Cardenia, Lady C, and Praise. I like that. That's hot. Family, go to Facebook. Let them know what you think about it. Go to Love Radio Network Facebook group, and I want you guys to vote it in. Encourage them. Let them know what you think about the song. We're here on loveradionetwork.com. So tell us. Get into, you know, the song and the emotions and the feelings, and you guys put this team together. Let's hear from some of your other Praise team members. Who would he have out there?
Esther.
Okay, Esther, talk to me. Tell me about it.
This song has always ministered to me. I mean, just like the song says, a brighter day will come. Every time I play that song in my car, at home, it brings such brightness to my heart. And this song is just a testament in itself. And going through the process recording the song, it was just a blessing. Even in the rehearsal, you know, it evokes God's presence every time we rehearse the song. And it's just been a blessing, you know, going through this process, recording this song and presenting it to the world. Yeah.
Outstanding. Grace, talk to me. Tell me about the song. Tell me about your emotions and your feelings behind this song.
Well, I love the song, and I got to say that this song has been a blessing in my life since we've begun to sing it, because just the words itself are so real. And I'd be around my grandchildren, and they even sing the song along with me. They'd be like, "Nani, play your video. It's going to get better." And my two-year-old granddaughter absolutely love it. And I thank God for it, because, you know, we do have good days and bad days. But in those bad days, the song just pops in my spirit, and it's going to get better. And I just start singing it, and the day, it turns out to be so much better and so much brighter. You know, I know that we have hope even in the midst of this pandemic, because God is our keeper, and we know that it's going to get better.
I love it. I love it. Yes. Esther, share with us. Tell us about it.
Sharon.
Who?
Sharon.
Oh, sorry. Well, I agree with everybody. For me, it was right on time. I mean, because, you know, during this pandemic, it was becoming a little depressing and, you know, not being able to be out and do what you normally do and be with your family and friends like you want to. But I know that it's going to get better, and I praise God for it. I praise God for Cardenia for having the vision and listening ear of God to make this song, because, like she said, it was needed. It seemed like it was really needed because of the responses that it got. And that was a blessing, because people need to be encouraged in a time like this when we're going through so much in the world. So I think it was a right-on-time song, and I think that it blessed not only people's hearts, but it blessed our hearts. And because it blessed our hearts, we were able to put that out here, and they were to fill that through us. So I thank God for it.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Cardenia, I think you have another member of the group, last number 7152347 area code. You're live on the air.
All right. Is that Dash Ty? Was that Selena?
It may have dropped, but it's okay. The call dropped. That's fine. But go ahead, Cardenia. Talk to us a little more. We have just a couple more minutes. So where can they pick this up at? How can they get in contact with you?
Well, they can visit. Well, I first want to say I want to give a thumbs up to my son who produced the music.
Amen.
Just help us to bring it to life. My son, Aaron Monroe. So they can find the video on my YouTube channel, which is Cardenia Monroe. They can look us up on Facebook. We're on CD Baby, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon.
They can also go to www.cardeniamonroe.com. That's cardeniamonroe.com. Right. They can also email me at cardenia1211@gmail.com. Yes.
You heard it, family, right here on Love Radio Network, Lady C, Cardenia Monroe. Now, we're going to try it again. We have a caller or one of your praise team members, area code 652, last four is 0884. You're live on Love Radio Network.
Yes. Hi, how are you? This is Vashti, one of the Sopranos.
Hey, Vashti, how are you?
I'm fine. I guess I forgot to push the one. I was on all the time. I was listening.
I tried to tell her. I said, listen, we have thousands and thousands of callers because tonight has been a very big night for everybody on Love Radio Network. So I was telling Cardenia, I said, make sure they press one. Otherwise, I don't know who's in your queue.
Oh, okay. I had a wonderful time doing this song. It really was an inspiration to my life because I would go to work. And after going to work, I would go to rehearsal, and then we would go in the studio. I was feeling a little depressed, but the song really was a pick-me-up.
Mm.
It really inspired me. And I play it every morning on my smart TV. Every morning I play it.
I know, that's
it's
right.
It's going to get better. That's a pick-me-up song. It's going to get better.
I know, that's right. So this is what we're going to do on Love Radio Network. I know that we're voting out there, so I'm going to put my vote in, and I'm going to put it in rotation on Rise. Rise in Worship comes on every morning, every single morning, from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We make sure we pick up the West Coast and Central Standard just as well. So I'm going to put it in rotation there so people can hear it and hear the music, because we know things are going to get better.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
So we have just a couple more minutes. So you know, Cardenia, give us a little bit more of a wisdom and just, you know, close us out.
Yes. Well, I want the world to be encouraged. Know that this is a season, but it's not going to stay this way always. And while we're in this season, stay steadfast and believe and trust in God. Hold on. Don't give up, because a brighter day will come. Trust and believe God, because He is an awesome God.
Yes.
And it's going to get better. It's gonna get better.
Absolutely.
Whenever you need a pick me up, just listen to the song.
Yes.
Listen to the song.
And it will bless you.
And it will bless your spirit.
So I wanna thank you very much for inboxing. You inboxed my brother first, and he contacted me and gave me your information, and then I jumped right into it. And I heard the song, and the song encouraged me. And I said, I need you and your praise team to come on the bridge, Love Radio Network, and just let people know, because in spite of what's going on, people need to know that there is an end to it. Things are going to get better.
Yes.
You know, God has it in control. Now, if you listen to Love Radio Network, you're gonna hear all the empowerment, all the praises, all the changes, and all the uplifting shows that you need in your life. Don't just sit back there and think that this is taking over your life and, oh, woe is me, what am I going to do? So Pastor Paul on Kiss God was talking about change. He's been doing a series on that. And that just alone has been like touching my heart, because we don't know. We had no idea that God was going to do this. God did it for a reason. And if you don't pay attention to the reason, if you don't catch the wave, as Coke used to say, if you don't catch the wave, then you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. So you have to take the opportunity, you know, to be able to say, okay, God, I'm going to sit still, or I've been sitting still, you know, so what do you want me to do? Well, I'm going to write songs. I'm going to build a network. I'm going to teach my people, you know, all of it. So I thank you guys for being on Love Radio Network tonight. And again, before we close, give out the information where they can.
You
guys are wonderful. Give out the information where they can find your CD, book you, and all of that great stuff before we close out.
Yes. So, Cardenium, Cardenia, @gmail.com. Please send me an email if you need the group. We are always ready. We are always, always ready. We love to sing. We love to have church. We have church at rehearsal.
Yes, we do.
God is good.
Outstanding.
So give us a call.
All right, family, I thank you guys for hanging out with me on the bridge tonight. Coming up next you're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
You are so welcome. Marriage Can Win is up in just a few minutes with Dr. Shakisha Heilig and Eric Heilig. Marriage Can Win. Until next week, family, thank you for hanging out with me on the bridge.
All right.
God is doing something wonderful in me. God is doing something wonderful in me. Something awesome and incredible that only He will give the glory. God is doing something wonderful, incredible and awesome. God is doing something wonderful in me. Everybody, come on, y'all sing it, come on.
God is doing something wonderful in me.
God is doing something wonderful in me.
God is doing something wonderful in me.
Something awesome and incredible.
Something awesome
that only He will give the glory.
God is
incredible and awesome.
To the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hit. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network, building a network of love.